Hello everyone, and welcome to, as a short, there will be an episode of Fool's Daily, or you'll be hearing this as part of the Maui Fool's Show. It's me, Joel, and I've come up today to Sanctuary Gaming up in Mansfield to check out what I've heard about the Maui Fool scene here. And I've got to say, I'm quite impressed. We're here with Rich, who is going to tell us a bit more about it. So, Rich, how long has Sanctuary been here?
Sanctuary's been here for a year, exactly a year this weekend. We had the birthday party last weekend because obviously we've got a massive event going on today, so we couldn't fit everybody in. So we did a raffle, free gaming all day, massive discount in the shop as well. So loads of people went, we had cake and stuff like that. So it's a good birthday. It's been hard. Long hours, pretty much it really.
Well, you look happy but exhausted. It's a shame I couldn't make it for that birthday weekend. It sounds like a good discount or something I always look forward to as a war gamer. Yes. I've got to say this, for those who don't know the Sanctuary, it's based in an old church in Mansfield, and I've got to say the venue looks absolutely fantastic with the stained glass windows and the high ceilings and the stonework around. It's the kind of venue that puts GW's made-up castle inside their Warhammer world to a bit of shame, because this is the real deal. How did you go about finding this place?
Well, what happened was, I used to be part of a gaming club that used to go to Maelstrom Games, and unfortunately, the venue closed down. So I was in a bit of a rut because I just started to get into the hobby. I've been interested in the hobby for years, since I was a kid. I've always played board games and stuff like that, but as the way as miniatures go, I'd not actually had the chance to get into it. So when I discovered this new gaming centre, I was like, oh, this is amazing, I've got to get some of this. But it closed down shortly afterwards, so there was a massive void left in the community, local community. I used to work in an iron casting foundry. And one of the guys that started working there told me that all the tables were still in the venue. So I thought to myself, well, we're halfway there already. So let's look for a venue. I found this place. It was up for rent. So I just went for it. And everybody thought I was a bit crazy. I am. So I guess that's why it's here, really.
I think crazy's done well. I mean, I'm here today, and the Mansfield Mall of Warhammer's going on outside with, a host of players from the scene, and I've just been able to play a nice couple of games of Maui Fool with my friend Brooks as well, and a couple of people who are just here from the venue, and it looks like everything's going well. So it seems like a year on, you may have proved some critics wrong.
Yeah, it's like I said before, it's been really hard. I can't thank the local guys and the community as a whole for supporting this place. There is still a lot to do. There's a lot of work to do, so we do need as much support as possible. That goes for people just passing, want to pop in for a game. I mean, we've had there was a group from Newcastle and a group from Kent that actually were all friends, so they just met in the middle. And I think there's about 20-odd guys here just gaming for the weekend. And it's just stuff like that that this is what I do it for, really. But the local guys, I can't thank them enough, really. And guys like yourself that, do take the time out to come down here and spread the word.
Well, I've got to say that having seen the facilities now and having played on one of the gorgeous Maui Fool boards you've got here, I think I might be making a bit of a regular appearance. For those who obviously can't see the boards because this is a podcast, tough, get here. I'll post some nice pictures for you on Twitter, and you should be making an effort to try and compete if you can. So, as point of view of Maui Fool, which is what my main focus is nowadays, yeah. How is the Maui Fool community around here? Is it just growing, or is it established, or what's it like?
When I first opened this place, I was aware of Maui Fool because of my time at Maelstrom Games. I didn't get into it at the time because I was concentrating on particular systems that I felt that I wanted to get into. I'd always had my eye on it, always. So when I opened this place, I did get some miniatures and all that kind of stuff in the shop, and it sat there for ages. Actually, the first day I opened, the first thing I sold was a box of Beckoners. And I know why, obviously, because the models are stunning. And I think that is one of the reasons why a lot of people have started to pick it up, because the models now are just fantastic. When I did get the rule book in, I started playing it myself. And straight away I was like, oh, this is amazing. It's so fresh. The game was so fresh. And it's so character-driven that from a hobby side of it as well, you're not constantly painting the same thing over and over again. So it was an absolute joy to paint as well. So obviously, I was like, you've got to try this game. This game is amazing. And then obviously people dabbled in it, and then everything just like snowballed. So we was like, well, let's start running some events. Let's start getting a league up for the local gamers. And obviously, if people are playing games, if they ask me for something, and I'll try and provide it, like the scenery, we try and provide the best scenery, the best boards, just to give it that extra flavour. Because if somebody sees somebody playing a game with nice models on a nice board, they will want to play the game. And if it is a good game, I will try and push it as much as possible.
Yeah, it sounds like we've had a converting yourself, certainly. You say you've got a mouthful of league going here at the moment. How many players have that got in it?
We currently sit at 22 people.
Wow, that's something pretty special. I mean, that's good tournament sized, is 22. So that's a good local player base. Yeah. So when you're holding events here, you'll have that player base to draw on, hopefully. Is it a good range of ages and people?
Well, you've seen today, I mean, you've just played a guy that's like, what, 7 or 8? I don't know how old he is, but he's a young guy.
And I didn't noob stomp him.
Yeah, you taught him a few things. We've got, obviously the age range differs from young guys to the older guys. The tournaments and stuff that we are running, obviously I'm new to the system.
Yeah.
We are running events, but if there is any tournament organisers that want to take that off my hands, so there's less pressure on me, I'd be willing to, let you take some dates.
I volunteer.
Good.
The whole Mindful scene is a growing thing, with the second edition coming out. And I've seen the store, you've got quite a good range of the stock there. Are you able to get pretty much anything that people might want if they want to order it?
The only thing is that we do struggle with is the older models. They are starting to get deleted. I think we at Miniatures are doing a cracking job, but they do suffer sometimes with releasing stuff on time. I mean, it's no massive deal, but when you've got people itching for the stuff and they're hassling me for it and I can't give them a date, then I think that's the downside, that you can't get the models when you want them. There's Lady Justice. I want Lady Justice as I'm a guild player, but I can't get hold of it because it's out of print. And it's just little things like that, but on the whole, it's fantastic.
Yeah. The new plastics should be available around now as well, so if you're trying to get hold of them, probably your best bet. Yeah, the older metal models are being deleted as the new plastics keep roaring out, and fingers crossed we'll see the rest of the Wave 1 stuff all out soon, and then onto the new models from the new book Crossroads that's come out. Yeah. So, you've got some events coming up. Can you give us some dates of when those might be happening?
On the top of my head now, because I've got a brain like a sieve. But there is there's the Facebook page where you get all the latest information. Or we have got an official website, which is sanctuarygamingcentre.co.uk, I believe. And there is event listings on there. We tend to hold Malifaux events every 2 months. We try and mix it up, add different elements to it. I mean, the Malloween is basically 45 soul stones, but if you come in fancy dress, you get the extra 5 to make it 15, just stuff like that. 2-day events may attract some people. I mean, the local community will probably fill that out anyway. But, yeah, if you haven't been to the venue for a game of Malifaux or an event, it's an experience.
I think that's the best word to describe it. I mean, playing in this venue, it just feels so atmospheric. You could be inside one of the Gothic buildings which inhabit Malifaux, and you certainly got that feeling of being more immersed in the game that you play. And that's definitely what I look for in games, and it's certainly a venue I'd like to come back to. And I mean, as far as the two-day events go, I think you'll have no problem filling them out. More and more events are going to start happening of that nature, I think, in Maelstrom. And because people, even from a bit of prehistory, are used to coming down to Maelstrom for two-day events for other game systems, we know about the hotels in the area. You know, the travel lodges are available. They're not particularly expensive. It's not too far a drive for quite a few of us. And it's central in the country. So I think, you know, as a venue, I think you've got quite a few advantages. I think the one I'm coming to next is one called Frostbite, which I think is in February time or the end of January. I'm looking forward to that one. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
It's I think it's a one-day event. It's a one-day event. It's I can't remember what the date is, but I think there's going to be... there's a little twist in there where... I think you can use it once per game.
Yeah,
I think it is. Off the top of my head, I'm not too good with this kind of stuff. But I think it's a nice little twist where you can freeze one of your opponent's models. So, it's just adds a bit of a twist to it. Yeah.
It is the middle of winter, after all.
Yeah.
So that should be, you know, a good way to play a new game. It's always a bit of fun to have a bit of new stuff in it. It makes things different and shakes things up for some of the regular players without really spoiling what's going on.
Yeah.
So, I look forward to that one. I think as we go forward then, you know, I would suggest to everyone that if you're within the local area or anywhere near here, pop down to Sanctuary Gaming, bring a friend, and you'll find, as I did, that even though I brought someone to play with, there were other Maelstrom players around, ready, willing and able to give you a game on just about any day you're going to show up. From speaking to people, Tuesdays and Thursdays seem to be good ones for the evenings, and any time on the weekend whatsoever.
Yeah, we do have a sister Facebook page, which is called the Sanctuary Gaming Community, and generally people put up there, post up, say, I'm coming down on this day, I'll be bringing this to play, and then you'll generally get some feedback from the guys saying, yeah, we'll come down, and if you are new, don't be afraid just to pop in, introduce yourself. There's been people come in at random, basically walking off the street with a bag of models and just say, any chance of a game, and people have gone, yeah, let's have one. So yeah, it's...
What I also like here is you've got some nice other things on shop, like tea and coffee and a bit of refreshments and, you know, a nice place to just sit down and on the sofa if you want them, as well as you know, the shop in here. So basically you've got an all-inclusive venue, and I think you make good use of the space.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, gamers like the goodies, teas, coffees, chocolate bars, hot noodles and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's all cheap as well, you know. I like to look after my gamers, because they look after this place. So, yeah.
Great. And for anyone wanting to know more information on any of the events that you're running here, check out the Facebook page, and also Sanctuary's own site. And I believe you'll find on the weird boards, there are some links in the European tournament stuff that give you some details and links to the rules packs for upcoming events for Maelstrom. And there's several there to look forward to. So thank you very much for having me this weekend. It's been great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
And toodaloo, guys. Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.